Welcome to the Ball Not Court Podcast. Cortez Paulus here. Kevin Carter over Skype. Apparently, he wants to go swimming, so we need to go ahead and knock out this podcast right away. Oh, how you doing, Mr. Carter? Today? How's it going?
I'm hot. I want to go swimming.
You hot? Want to go swimming? You left work.
Got rushed.
Washing cars all day. Rushing doing the podcast.
Got rushed off of work. Well, I didn't wash all day. I had to drive around. I got to drop off one of them Infinities to Pontevedra because somebody wanted to rent one of them fancy-ass cars. So
awesome.
And to drive all the way to Pontevedra. And, yes, you have to say it like that. You can't just say Pontevedra. You have to say Pontevedra.
Pontevedra?
You got to say it fancy.
Oh, fancy. I always struggle with that one. I mean, I said it, but like not like how you said it.
Can't go Pontevedra.
That's
you can't say it. You can't say it that way.
That's how I've been saying it, and I guess I've been saying it wrong.
Huh. Yes, you have to say it fancy.
Fancy, huh? With the pinky out too.
Yes.
For sure.
And if you can get a real big British accent, you got to use it.
For sure, man. Well, hey, man. It's I'm glad we got to do a podcast. I had a lot going on, man, and it's good to get back on here and talk sports. I know sports just happened, so you know, went to Philly and had to bury a brother, unfortunately. But you know, it was good to see my family and everything up there. But you know, for the most part, it's sad to you know lose a guy that I grew up with and went to elementary, high school, and everything. We just went our own ways. He decided to move up to Philly, and I stayed in Florida. But you know, we kept in touch. So it's just you know, my family dealing with that. It was a little bit rough, but it's good to be back. And everybody was surprised that I came back to work a little bit earlier than I should have. They thought I was going to take the whole week. But you know, staying home and drawing on is not good for the mental. So
yeah. And then you had your birthday.
Yeah. People. I had the birthday. I had some friends. Sure, play some pool. We hung out a little bit. So now I'm waiting for Kevin's boy birthday is coming up this week. I'm going to go see them for lunch. I done took a lot of time off. I would like to take the day off, but, you know, I done took a lot of time off with bereavement and birthday. So, but I am going to try to get a little man a gift card. So me and Kevin have to discuss what he likes to eat so I can give him a gift card to that. So,
Moe's.
That's all you got to say, Moe's. So I got to find a Moe's gift card somewhere. So that's.
Or buy him Funko Pops.
Oh, fine. Okay.
Or just give him a Walmart gift card and let him go and buy Funko Pops.
Bet. So, yeah. So I'm gonna get a little man a gift card, and you know, Austin is getting big, man. He's getting old, man. So it's crazy to see how fast he's growing.
He'll be 10.
10. Where had the time went, man?
I don't know. We took him to. Josh told me to bring him over to the gym, uh-huh. And he worked with him for about an hour. I sent you the videos of him getting in work.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, my God, he's 10. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you met him when he was 3. And he goes, God, I've been here for 7 years already. I was like, yep. I said, and he's gained 70, 80 pounds since then. He's just amazed how big he is. He goes, and he's getting tall.
He is getting tall.
So he'll fill out of everything.
Oh, he will. That baby fat's going to just proportion itself when he wants to get into his size.
Because he came out, he goes, everything hurts. Said, you all right? He goes, no. He goes, everything hurts. Everything didn't hurt though when we went and got lunch at Metro Diner. It didn't hurt after that.
What'd you get? Did you get the chicken and waffles?
We split the chicken and waffles.
Holy crap. Like literally you just get a waffle and a bucket of chicken, right?
You get a waffle and a whole chicken.
Jeez, man.
You get 4 pieces. You get a whole round waffle, and they cut it into 4 sections. And then you get a whole fried chicken. It's all cut up, but it's the whole chicken. Breast, thigh, wing, leg. Boy, so it's half a chicken.
Boy, Metro is not shy about, you know, giving out that much food, right? last time when they gave was a crap load of food.
Oh, it was a lot. Because I was hungry that one time. I ate it all by myself. Then we went the second time and I didn't get through the breast. Because the breast is huge. And I was like, we'll take that home to Dad. But I ate the rest of it. Nice. And then this time me and Austin split. So we got through it. But the butter they put on it tastes like strawberry ice cream.
It's
so good.
Sneaky good.
When you come back up here, we got to go get some chicken and waffles.
Sounds good, man. I made sure I have a to-go plate, too, because I seen y'all with the pictures and stuff. I can't eat all that in one sitting.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Like you couldn't eat that. Like you couldn't eat the pancake from it in one sitting.
Man, that pancake was huge, man. That pancake.
I ate it.
You mean your pancake was smaller?
No, it wasn't. Stop lying.
We're going to argue this to our grave, man. That thing was not as big as mine's.
But I ate two more regular ass pancakes with it afterwards. Don't even start. You just mad because you got out ate by a skinny person.
You do got appetite. I give you that. I don't know where you put the weight either. It's crazy.
It goes right out after I do it.
I wish I can do that trick. It just stays in for a little bit. Hey, just parking in your thighs and your stomach a little bit. Nice.
Your stays in until you gotta go run it off.
Yes, yes. Oh, before
mine just runs off.
So before we get started, and I know we're going to tangent. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. So thanks for bearing with us. But the Philly cheesesteaks, like I said, are just different up there in Philly. And I want to announce this on the podcast, and I know I got some people from Philly, and they can actually attest for this because I have some discussion with them on Twitter. Geno's is very, very. I'm just tell you that right now. Geno's is very overrated. I know I heard that beep, and it's frustrating. But Geno's is very.
You about to get the wrath of some people talking about Geno's and stuff
like
that.
I know, man. I know. I went and I was severely disappointed. I was excited because I was ready to put my little bro on some Philly cheesesteaks, and he had it. He was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm with you. I don't know either. But we went to another place called Del Rossi's and then another place called Max's, and my faith was restored. And I was told to check out Jim South Street by Matt, who's been a contributor to this podcast before, and other few people I speak with on Twitter and everything like that, and cousins and family was telling me Jim South Street is pretty good as well, too. So for future reference, those are the pretty much Philly cheesesteak spots to go to. But if you're in Florida, we got one here in Orlando called, I took Kevin, the Loading Zone.
So Loading Sweet Zone. Mother of Jesus.
And their owners are based out of Philly. So and Kevin loved it, and Austin loved it. Everybody that I took to that place has loved that spot, and so you're Philly craving if you're in Florida, you're covered if you want to go try that spot.
We have a couple up here too.
Yeah, a couple up there is pretty good in Jacksonville as well. There's one off the beach that's pretty good. I forgot the name of it, but I went there before and they had a really good cheesesteak. So
we went and ate at Philly's Finest.
Yes,
is the one we went and hit up. It was okay. It wasn't great,
right?
But it was okay for what it was.
For sure.
My thing is.
So again, Kevin, you got beeped out.
I said, if you want to get a good Philly, it starts with the roll.
Mm-hmm.
The roll has to be good because you can find steak and cheese wherever, but you got to have the right roll.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got to start with the right roll. Got to have cheese with.
And season the damn meat.
Yes, yes. That's also a big plus. Season the meat. So, Kevin, did you see my picture I posted of the 2 foot one?
Yes, that you brought, that y'all were going home with. It lasted the whole trip.
It did. Well, it lasted the whole trip, and I had something the next day I put in the oven, heated up, and had some chips with it. So I was like, I was depressed eating it because it was the last time I was going to have something from Philly. But like I said, we got spots down here. So nonetheless, we'll stop going off on tangents. Kevin,
Who cares? We're having fun. They can put up with it for a little bit.
Hey, of course they can. So, but hey, you know, we got a lot that is going on finally this week.
Finally,
we have sports. Kevin was very excited about baseball last night. Heck, I was even excited about it. I watched some on my break.
Anybody's excited about anything that is live and is a sporting event right now. Like, I was excited when NASCAR started back up, for God's sake.
It's just like some form of sports, and we have it, finally. I know the coronavirus has messed a lot of things up, more than it have and everything like that, but we have sports. Kevin, I want to start with you first. You know, you saw the scrimmages that started on Wednesday. What is your thoughts about the whole setup and the whole environment, the aura of it? So I want to hear your thoughts of the setup that they have in there.
Oh, okay, that went through. I saw it coming. But no, the whole setup and everything that they're doing in Orlando is working very well. Like they've done a good job with it. The test results and everything are coming back great for it. Having them and MLS there and both sports total, no positive coronavirus tests come back. They're just doing a really good job with that. The setup, the court, the way that they've got the video boards and everything back there. I just think it's a cool touch, and I think it's a nice looking setup. Kind of reminds me of the Vegas Summer Leagues almost, mm-hmm. Except they got the big video.
Yeah, they got the big video screens, and this way, as Kevin mentioned, I love how they got the court set up. It seemed like it's like a Knicks and Lakers vibe with the dim lights on the court. Focus on the court. A lot of players saying that it's like a weird environment with no fans there. You hear more of the dialogue on the court. There's more focus on that. I do like the Gatorade dollies that set 6 feet apart. Have your own assigned water bottle and use your away from your apartment 6 feet. And the setup that all of the broadcast teams got, I saw the Nuggets, for example, had a Zoom call on theirs. The Magic has a remote location and set up in Amway Center. The Heat also has a remote location set up at American Airlines Arena. So I'm actually digging the setup for what they came up with. I think, you know, the first few games I've been watching has been job well done. And I applaud it. It's progress to what's going on to the fourth situation in the world, to coronavirus and social injustices and stuff like that. So, okay, but I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I love it. I think they're doing a phenomenal job. And you have to give a round of applause to MLS as well, because mm-hmm. they're doing it the same way at Disney and everything too. And
go ahead, Kevin.
Thing driving me crazy. No, I said we got to give a shout out to MLS as well too, because they're doing just as good a job as the NBA is doing there as well. Because they're right there at Disney too, and they got a nice little Disney where the NBA is playing basketball.
Right. So, yeah, man, it's like I said, it's been impressive to both leagues the way it's set up. It's just how they have the whole.
And it's good. Go ahead. And it's good for both of their sports. It's good for both of their sports as well, because they can. They can get all their teams and put them into one spot, because there's not a lot of guys on each team. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do this with baseball and football and all this stuff. So that's why baseball and football trying to figure out how they were going to do things is taking a little bit more time than the NBA, because really the NBA, you only got 12 guys per team. And so it's easy to get that amount of people in one spot and be able to do this. It's just a lot harder for every other sport to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I know a lot of fears was arising because of the rising numbers of the virus in Florida. But like Kevin mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, since July 13, they did all these tests. I think somewhere near the 300, 400 tests that I can't remember the exact number. But since July 13, numbers have came back zero. There are a few players that have been quarantined. There's also players that have left the bubble because of family emergencies. When they come back, they have to do a 10-day quarantine. So the way they got that set up, would you agree, Kevin, that's been, you know, pretty fair is how they've been handling this situation and how they handle the protocols and everything to this?
Oh yeah, they've done a perfect job. The NBA right now is the centerpiece on how to do stuff in this kind of environment and how they are doing everything with the testing and with the quarantining and with the making sure that everybody is. In a safe and positive environment.
Right. But the thing that
Adam Silver has done a hell of a job.
He's done
a great job, and I think he knows how important it was to get basketball, to get some. What it does is this brings some type of normalcy to people,
mm-hmm.
that we can watch sports on TV, and it brings back a little normalcy. And right now, just a little bit of it is better than having none of it.
Right. Kevin, speak on this. I know you actually wrote a piece for the Hardwood Nation on this about the social injustice that's going on in the country and how sports can be that lifting factor. And now you see it because it started Tobias Harris. When they asked him a question at the press conference, he went into, you know, talking about how the district attorney of Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, needs to go ahead and bring in the killers of Breonna Taylor. And a lot of players are following suit. And that's the one that I was kind of, me and you went back and forth on. I was kind of concerned because I feel like that the focus was going to be a distraction. And it has not been so far. So to you, I want you to speak on that and how they've been handling it, you know, make sure they still promote what's going on in the world and make sure that we're still conscious of what's going on.
Every NBA player sounds like they've got together and said, look, when we go to do a press conference, we're saying this first. Letting people be known that this is what we need to focus on. These are the things that need to be talked about, and these are the things that some justice needs to be had. Because every one of them starts it out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
With the people that murdered Taylor need to be found and arrested. And we're going to say.
Yeah.
So this is why I said that having this is going to bring a bigger platform to not playing. Because now that you're playing, every single time that you get put on there, you can say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Silver, again, done a great job, has gave these guys free reign to express their opinion, to express everything, to continue the cause going forward. And I commend every single person in the NBA wholeheartedly that this is what they should have been doing, and they're doing a good job with their platform.
Right.
It goes right into the piece that I wrote. This wasn't going to take a back seat. This was going to be the forefront of when the NBA came back, that this was.
Right.
First, before basketball is, because this is the first question. This is the first thing they say whenever they're asked a question. Is that
right?
So they are putting everything that they need to put first, and then taking basketball and putting it second.
Gotcha. And add on to that, good job to the players. Go ahead.
And you have the court. And you have the court with Black Lives Matter on it. Baseball last night had. You know how their acronym is MLB, well, they turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
BLM, and it was on the back of the pitcher's mound in black letters. So sports is going to be that thing that not only helps us heal, but gives people platforms to be able to, and people of a bigger than just me and you and guys like us just talking about it. It gives them people that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear you. I do like the fact that Russell Westbrook has came out and signed with the NBA and the NBPA. and they had shirts along to go with, you know, the cost of the back of their jerseys. So, like Kevin said, there's just been so much work involved with this around here, and still be able to spread the word and talk about what's going on in our nation and everything like that. So, just been wonderful to see, and I feel like with the scrimmages that came together, it just was all put together and everything like that. So I reach 100% on that, man. So good job on that piece. And
yeah, the sport. Oh, thank you.
I did.
It's like I said, though, the sport of the black community is basketball. Mm-hmm. They basketball represents the black community more than any other sport ever. Just like.
Yep. Uh-huh.
What side of the fence everybody stands on and everything is very much needed at this time.
Definitely. Now, they have one other obstacle that they have to make sure they monitor with this, because, you know, there's been about a four-month layoff. And so now, more than ever, the team's personal training staff and the coaches and everybody else need to make sure that they monitor these injuries. And I do believe that doing these scrimmages and cutting it down to 10 minutes, 12 minutes is a step in the right direction. I know there's been certain teams that had not played players more than 22-some minutes, at least their star players.
But, oh, yeah.
Your thought about how that approach is and what you foresee going forward with this?
It's smart. You don't want to rush back guys and get some of these big names hurt. Cutting it off to giving a guy 20 minutes a game and everything, it was great. It's a good idea. Hell, I would even went and used it during the season for the first parts of the games during the season. Like the first four games, eased them back in. But I guess that's why they're doing the scrimmages, is trying to ease them back into everything. But I think it's a good idea to knock it down to 10-minute quarters, and then giving your, like, some of the main superstars and big name players have only played 20 minutes a game.
Yep. Nah,
well, we did have one big injury.
I know. It was. Did you see the tweet? Well, first of all, welcome back, Woj.
yeah.
But second, I should be saying welcome back, Woj. And unfortunately, are you talking about the Domantas Sabonis injury?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. And that's unfortunate, but that's one of the things that, like we mentioned, Kev mentioned just a few seconds ago, that you like the low management to make sure they try to maintain this and don't overplay the players. And I'm glad that some of these scheduling is not back-to-back. It's 2 or 3 days, and make sure that they get their rest and everything like that. But it's just some of these events where you don't want to make sure you have a numerous amount of injuries.
Ian Rappaport bomb on Twitter.
Oh, what do you got?
NFLPA players reps approve the NFL's proposal on their conference call. The deal is done. They're playing football.
Ah. Now I need to go edit that article, because I put that was in the air. But hey, whatever.
Yep. Football is here.
And we got one happy camera right there, so.
Let's play some football.
So I think we're done touching on basketball. Let's touch on football a little bit. We got some time.
We'll touch on football. Hey, see, it's a good segue in.
Yeah. So the segue I want to segue you in is to, now we have the Washington Redskins to the Washington football team. Thoughts?
First off, how the hell hard is it to think up a goddamn name for a football team? Like, I can think of 400 names for a football team. Like, how hard is it? They're like, oh, we're not going to do it this year. We're going to wait till next year. Why? Are you going to do a whole new color scheme? What are you going to do? Was it really that hard to, in a week, come up with – we've all come up with names already.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. You could even name them after the team that was on the replacements.
Yeah.
Like, just name them something.
Oh, man. So, Kevin, so I know –
now they're just called Washington.
Yeah, it's just Washington. I just want to have your thoughts on that one. So, did they announce that it's going to be the same amount of games, or they really haven't gotten to Pacific yet? The amount, or
no, he hasn't. Well, we already know that there's going to be no preseason games.
Right. Saw that.
And I think that I think the other thing I heard was training camp. They're going to start on regular time. Training camps will start on time. And I think it's only going to be 80 players, though.
Okay.
Is going to be what goes, because usually you go into training camp with 90 players. So I think they're cutting it down by 10.
So yeah, they did say they're going to cut the roster down to 80. It was initially 90. I did read that when I was writing up my article today. So, but I, like I said, I know when I was looking at it, they was in the midst of having conversations and talking about it. But as Kevin dropped the N-bomb, that it did get approved by the NFL and NFLPA. So very good. We got football. I wonder how they're going to figure out with the fans in the stands. Cause I know there were some owners talking here about having a certain capacity.
Here it's I think they said they were going to allow like 20,000 in, something like that. I think is what I heard that Jacksonville might do.
Right.
It was either that or like, or 20% or something like that. I know it's going to be somewhere around there. So whatever 20% of 63,000 is, is what they'll have here. So 12,000 people in the stands.
Okay.
And I think Florida said when they play football, I think they said they're going to have between 20 and 30,000 fans in the stadium in Gainesville. So fans are going to be able to go. It's just going to be very scarce.
Right.
Unless something big dramatic happens between now and September, then all of a sudden there's a freaking vaccine where somebody goes, April Fools, we were just fucking with you. then this is what it's going to be like for, I'm saying for this year, that this is what sports is going to look like for this year. Next year, I think everything goes back to normal, but this year, this is what crap's going to look like.
Yeah, to finish off the year, we'll have to reevaluate some things. And like Kevin said, until we get a vaccine developed, there's really nothing much more we can really do.
Or the motherfucker goes April Fool's.
Right.
I'd enjoy the person just going April Fool's. That would be funny as hell.
Hey, just come out of nowhere asking Kutcher, how about a Butch? Hey, you been punked. Oh, you're funny, guy. Unfortunately, that's not good. But yeah,
more. You know that whole coronavirus thing? Yeah, we were just screwing with you.
Oh man, that's funny. And like, yeah, and everybody's like losing their minds. It's pretty crazy.
You want to know what it was for? It was just to get rid of the older people. That way, we don't have to pay them Social Security.
Oh.
That's what it was for.
God dang it. All right, I will go on more, man.
But we got $1,200, though. Yeah.
Hey, oh, you'll be happy for this. I actually finally claimed my taxes, and I'm waiting on it. So I should begin my 47 hot dollars, and then on top of that, my stimulus check. So
that mofo just said $47.
That's all I got, man.
You still haven't got your stimulus check either?
No. I guess they was waiting for me to file taxes, because that's one question that they asked when I filed the tax. Like, did you get your stimulus? I said, nope. So, but the thing is, when I try to do it online and try to file it electronically, it's like, oh, your AGI is not accurate, so I had to mail it in. So it's already been 3 weeks. So I guess 3 more weeks. I should be getting a check here soon, so I'll take it.
You getting direct deposit, though?
But the thing is, I have my direct deposit information on there, so they want to be nice and go ahead and send it there. It's on there. It's on there. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Because you can go and check it.
I did, and it's still saying it's still processing, or you can't find my information, but it's still...
But make sure you go and check your stimulus thing too.
Yeah. Make sure I go check.
Because it'll ask for your info that you can put it on. You can put your direct deposit in there if it ain't already there.
Cool, man.
But they're about to send another one.
I see. Yeah, they're in the midst of approving it.
Maybe.
So. Yeah, maybe. Yep. So, all right, I will go longer, but this whole Skype beat thing is ticking me off. I got to now go through, listen to the podcast, and cut that out. So, should be fun. But nonetheless, me and Kevin wanted to do something real quick because, you know, there's sports on, and once we get more details with NFL coming through and you know, basketball starting next week officially, baseball already done kicked off, MLS is off, so NASCAR's been back. So, there's we got sports. It's nice riding. Exactly. I done stream every show I know to man and watch shows over and over. And I actually got a game pass because of it. But, before we go, we got to talk about this a little bit. We got to talk. You know what I'm going to say, Kevin? What I'm going to talk about? what I'm going to talk about?
Your Halo. Of course she's gonna bring up Halo. I wanna know.
Okay, I'm done.
I wanna know where the hell did Master Chief all of a sudden get that damn thing? Did he steal it from Widowmaker on Overwatch?
Where he hooked somebody? Dude, that's crazy.
I'm like, what did you do? I'm like, how did he just get that all of a sudden?
That was crazy. Like, the gameplay was crazy. They had the brute at the end, and the way that you got it as an open world now, so you can just do stuff on your own instead of falling in order, which is cool, but it's crazy. It was crazy.
He shot the scorpion thing. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. He shot the scorpion thing out, told whatever he was grabbing to get over here, and then throw it at somebody.
I about lost my mind because I woke up and I was like, okay, I got to watch the showcase. They were saying Halo's going to go first. I was like, I don't want to miss it. I got to wake up. I don't want to miss it. And so I was very excited. I'm also very excited that Fable's coming back. So, and now it's making me saying that I have to invest in the Game Pass to Xbox because all of them games are going to be on Game Pass, including Halo Infinite. So.
Really?
Yeah. So it's.
So you get. So let me. I'm just safe to assume that you're getting the new Xbox when it comes out.
I'm going to get it. I just found out that Walmart giving us another bonus in August, so I was waiting for like a price point or when can we put on. I'm ready to make a down payment right now. Like, I'm just waiting for them to tell me when so I can just put the down payment on it right now. But I haven't got when. I was at least waiting for a
price. Yeah, you ready to pre?
Like, I am ready. Like, I'm ready to have this out-of-body experience in Halo Infinite. Just the gameplay just got me all, like, giddy and hype, man. So, it's been listen, I know July's been a rough month for me in particular, but this has been a good week, man. This has been a good week for once, so.
Did you hear what they said, though, about Overwatch? If you buy one of the newer systems, if you have it on the old system, it transfers over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can transfer over to the new system and automatically get Overwatch 2 whenever it comes out.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, how is Blizzard making any money?
I don't know, bro. I guess they do it through, like, Overwatch League is probably where they're making their money, to be honest.
But, dude, if I have to hear about Overwatch 2...
Hey, I'm just waiting for BlizzCon to go ahead and play some more games.
I blame you. Because if I have to hear Overwatch 2 from Austin anymore, I'm going to shoot him.
Hey, I know you probably did. I mean, you showing the video at least, right? The hype video. I'm sure he watched it and probably was like,
oh, he already watched
it. I know he was like, oh, no, he went crazy. So I know I got Kevin's boy on Overwatch. And And I think he's now he's a bigger fan than I am, because I talked to him.
That's he's nuts, dude. dude, it's stupid nuts. Oh my God, I blame you.
Because me and Austin, all we do is talk about different characters. And Kevin get into it too, because he played with Reinhardt and all of them. But yeah, it's Austin. He's
Reinhardt. Don't put me in no Reinhardt category.
I thought you played with Reinhardt. What tank you play with?
No.
Oh, you play with Ariza. Ariza, right?
Yeah, I play with her, D.Va, Soldier, Torborg, and I've been using Mercy a lot.
Ah, Mercy. She's a fun healer.
Yeah, I've been using Mercy a lot just because she can shoot people.
Oh, so you use Battle Mercy. Oh, you one of those guys.
she can shoot people. No, I heal a lot. But when I see the idiots ain't shooting, I start shooting.
And her weapon is pretty strong too, so is this.
Exactly. I get mad at people. I'm like, I'm sitting here healing you, following you around so you can kill people, and you ain't shooting nobody. I'm like, ah, God, that means I gotta start shooting people. Okay.
Frustrating. Oh man. Guys, we go on about games, but I had to talk about the Halo thing, so let's close the bad
boy. No, yeah, it was cool. And of course he sends me the videos. Because I got on the Xbox thing when they were doing the video that for the game that you play while you're high on acid.
It's a few of them like that, so.
I was like, the one with Jack Black singing in it.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
Like, I was like, dude, you got to play this. Oh, my. You got to play this on some hallucinogens.
I just started out like, Jack Black, what? Tenacious.
Well, he apparently was in the other movie, other game, too. The other... Because this is a sequel.
Tenacious D vibes, man. That's what I was getting.
Well, that's what it was. But I was getting, like, smoking some stuff vibes. What the hell?
All right, guys. Let's close this bad boy so Kim go swimming. And I got to edit this bad boy. So, all right. Make sure y'all stay tuned for me and Kevin. During the week now, we have more content since sports is coming out. About a dime a dozen now. So it's all out there, so it's great. With me and Kevin not complaining, but yeah, we'll have more kind of discuss about. So you can follow the podcast page at Balls Not Court. You can follow me at End of Mind of CP.
Kevin C 2415.
All right, you go to our Facebook page, give us a like, comment, shout there. Just go type in Balls Not Court podcast, it'll pop up. Give us a like there, comment, shout, anything. We're also on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Windows, Google Play, Anchor, Spotify, and many other sites as well, or Kevin Lipe said.
Wherever you listen to us before, listen to us there again.
Awesome. Make sure you check out the content on the Hardwood Nation. Like I said, Kevin had an article. I came out of retirement here, and Ken was surprised when I tested him that I had an article done, and I sent him a little preview of it, and he's like, well done so far, son, so. We'll see what the Hardwood Nation thinks, but it's good looking.
He calls your son.
Yeah. Even though he's like a year or two older than me, but you know.
Yeah. If he tried to call me son, I'd be like, hold on there, grasshopper.
Yeah. All right. Nonetheless, guys, thanks for listening. Kevin can finally go swimming after his long, hard day at work. And we'll do this podcast here soon, very shortly. Peace out, guys.
Later.